just say right now?
I said, oh my god, my jeans are too tight.
Why are your jeans too tight?
I just fit back into these. Like my pregnancy jeans. I'm going to unbutton.
You mean pre-pregnancy jeans?
My pre-pregnancy jeans.
Because your pregnancy jeans will be baggy.
I don't
you could definitely
into those.
Fit in those. If not, there's an issue. Not that we're fat shaming or anything. It's okay. We love you like this.
We love you like this. So I'm just going to... we can take this off the frame.
Oh, we're just complete family now.
Unbutton
she just
and unzip these jeans.
She did the I ate too much at dinner unbutton in front of the family under the table thing in front of you guys. We are now one.
I gotta get comfortable. Welcome to Free People, Free People. We're so glad to be back, still doing this, still able to edit. Lion is sleeping. We don't know how long he'll be sleeping for, but Lion is our son. I am Tanya. This is my husband, Felix.
Hi, Free People.
And we are on here every week to have conversations with you guys that are in part conversations that we also have on a Friday night. So basically what we do is we have a space that we open up, our space in downtown LA, that we open up every week on a Friday night to have conversations with anyone who will come. What was our word for this week?
Ambivalence.
Come on. Ambivalence is a strange one. Don't fully know how to spell it, but I think the meaning of it, I think the meaning of it brings up some interesting conversation, which was had on Friday. So I just want to say from the top, if you are in the Los Angeles area and you want to come to downtown on a Friday night, we open up our space and it's for everybody. And we have just really interesting conversations called Wordplay.
Yeah, and what we want to stress is that you don't have to be in the building to be in the house.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can participate as well in the comments, in the messages, and we would love to take your insights and present them in-house on Friday. And then what we're doing nowadays when we're putting up our next podcast is we're bringing Friday's conversation to you guys. We're trying to create this community that's digital, but it's also physical.
Mm-hmm.
And then we actually want to hit the road and maybe come to a town near you because
we got a van. I just woke Lion up, I think.
That's so funny. So we got a van that we're going to be converting into kind of like a mobile home.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal is to just do some road work in the U.S. to see some new places, meet some new people, share some of these insights because free people. Free people, and I'm gonna be straight. I've driven the United States probably 100 times, but I think my wife's only been to like 4 cities.
Couple cities, yeah, and not done very much road trips. It's just been like flying from A to B, and usually it's for work or a very short stint. So I feel like I've been living in Los Angeles for almost 10 years and know very little or have seen very little of the country. So this is a great opportunity for us as a family to be able to travel, to be able to work remotely, to be able to show our son the country, be adventurous.
Because our son's actually, I think, only seen 2 cities.
Miami.
And LA.
LA, yeah, just 2 cities.
Yeah, I don't think Burbank counts.
No.
And right now, he doesn't really have a say in much.
No.
He might say too much, but he doesn't have a say in much because he doesn't contribute anything financially.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't... Anyway, we're just going to drag him wherever we're going. He's going to have to deal, and it's going to be those blurry subconscious memories of like, why do I know the Grand Canyon? Like, I feel like I've been here. So anyway, yeah, we bought a van, and on Friday we were talking about ambivalence.
Mm-hmm. If you do not know what van life is, just look up hashtag van life on Instagram, and your brain will just explode.
I love that you're such a champion of van life.
I'm like ride or die van lifer.
That's
for
so funny.
Life.
If you're wondering about Friday nights, we snack and chat at the beginning of the evening. Sometimes it's tacos, donuts, whatever it may be, whatever everybody brings. Maybe one day we'll do a potluck snack and chat.
I think that's a great idea.
And after some people collect, we showcase somebody's work or creative outlet or creativeness or something that they want to share, and then those people speak about what motivated that. And last week we had a very, very special guest that flew in all the way from Johannesburg
mm-hmm.
to speak about beauty.
Mm-hmm.
You do you know that person?
Yeah, that would be me. When you share your story with people, it reminds you of why you started the journey of whatever your vocational passion is from the beginning. And so I felt like just sharing my journey about beauty and being a self-taught makeup artist was very liberating for me, and such a reminder of why I'm doing what I'm doing. And I think it's important to have those markers in life where you look back and you remind yourself, you know, how far you've come.
And I think one of the really important things, no matter what your career path is or whatever your creative outlets are,
mm-hmm.
when people come together, more often than not, they came in with less and they leave with more.
Mm-hmm.
And at Free People, even if it's like a bad night, you're gonna leave with more calories because
yeah.
you munched out a little bit.
That's true.
And she shared a couple of videos that are really cool. It's a simple makeup look.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was like a really interesting, you have to check out her Instagram, where she kind of put a zipper across her face and it looked like she was zipping her skull open.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the opening of the night. And then from the showcase, which opens the night, we go into wordplay.
Mm-hmm.
Wordplay is a word that you're struggling with, want to deal with, want to know more about, maybe just want to get out of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole room just speaks to it, tells stories, tells jokes, uses quotes, uses scriptures. And at the end of the night, we cross out that word and we have a random word picker that picks next week's words.
Yeah.
So if you want to speak on ambivalence, please leave us a comment here and we'll let people know what your opinion was on ambivalence. And if you want to get a jump start for Friday, on Friday we're going to be speaking about look up.
Look up.
Somebody wrote look up. I'm not exactly sure who wrote look up.
Me neither.
But hopefully they come back on Friday and he will hear or she will hear
mm-hmm.
an entire room cast opinion on what they think look up means to them.
So this week, during ambivalence, I shared a little bit about decision making, and I think I'm still on that like 2020 planning the year. I know we're really, really into the year, but my contribution to the conversation was really that of how important it is to make decisions. And one of the things, especially if you are new at your faith journey and a relationship with God is something that is foreign to you, or you're on this spiritual self-discovery, you can start to second guess anything about your life. And the same thing can happen when you start a fitness journey or you change your diet and it's something that you don't have all the facts for. You second guess every little decision that you make, right? You can start to micromanage your life and not really know which way to go. And so in terms of decisions, what I said is that when I first became a follower of Jesus, there was so much information that I struggled to figure out what I wanted to make the decisions that God wanted for me. And I struggled to make decisions sometimes because I didn't know what was the better decision to make. So it's like, here's door A, here's door B. Which one do I go through? But at the end of the day, what our pastor at Mosaic, Pastor Owen, said many years ago in a talk that has stuck with me, is that God is on the other side of every decision that you make.
Mm.
And I think that frees us so much to just move forward, move into our future, move boldly, knowing that, hey, I could royally mess this up, or this could be the greatest thing ever. But you have to go through the door. You have to make the choice.
And God is with you on either side of it.
Exactly.
Whether you messed up or
yeah.
whether you crushed it.
Yeah. So he'll catch you or he's going to propel you through regardless.
So a really cool quote from a good friend of ours, Ugona, he said it's paralysis by analysis.
Analysis paralysis.
And that's what ambivalence spoke to him. That juxtaposition of when you're kind of like, but you want to, and you kind of get stuck and you don't really know what to do, but you still have that yearning to do.
Mm-hmm.
I've plenty times been paralyzed by analyzing
mm-hmm.
something. Anybody who knows me or doesn't know me, or as we get to know each other better, I quickly have been solving all of my life questions by weighing them against scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't always like that, but probably over the last 8 years, it's been a really deep dive into taking my practical life and measuring it up to a scriptural life.
Mm-hmm.
And then the more familiar you get with the scriptures, the more you notice that the scriptures are very practical. It may feel like they happened very, very long ago in a faraway galaxy, but the problems aren't new. The things that are causing the problems may be new,
mm-hmm.
but still the same problems that we're having. So anyway, that's a short story long. My first thought of ambivalence was when Tanya and I were best of friends But yet we weren't committing to cross that line, or I wasn't committing to cross that line.
He wasn't committing to cross that line.
There's a series of issues that caused that. If you go back to podcasts and watch our hour-long
story.
Which is probably one of the most abbreviated ways we've ever told it.
Mm-hmm.
You could see some of the instances there. Really what was keeping that ambivalence bubbling was there was a 20-year age difference between us. And I couldn't choose to step into a relationship with her because I had set up these new parameters.
Mm-hmm.
My scriptural perspective was marrying my practical perspective. And I kept thinking that there was only one way that I was going to get in a relationship with this beautiful woman. And it was how God would have me get in a relationship with this beautiful woman. So because of that, I was so hesitant because that age difference just made me feel like I wasn't going to do her the honor that I should be doing her, because there's a possibility of me missing from her life 20 years too soon because I was 20 years her senior. And then this beautiful woman looked at me and said, well, why don't we focus on the next 20 minutes, 20 days, 20 months, 20 years of living the fullest life possible instead of looking at the negative. And oftentimes that's what happens with us. We're ambivalent about what we want to do, and it's because we don't want to do, but you should do. Because God's going to meet you on either side of it, and you're either going to learn a lesson or you're going to gain a victory in your choice. It's that analysis paralysis that stops you from where you need to go. Because if you're not making decisions, you're not going to get anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You're idling.
Yeah.
And the world keeps moving forward. So idling is actually losing ground.
Mm-hmm.
So ambivalence is a really tough thing to deal with.
I think if I could encapsulate this conversation and title it something, it would be something along the lines of, how do I know what God wants for my life? Or how to live a life that God wants for me? And essentially, when it comes down to choosing what kind of life you want to live, it's going to come down to the decisions that you make and the relationships that you have. The day that you die, you are burying yourself in the... You're burying yourself. You're going to be buried in the ground.
You're pretty alive if you can bury yourself.
Well, sprinkled somewhere with a legacy that is based on relationships. You cannot die and take your money with you. That you can leave relationships that impact on people. And the way that you have really deep, meaningful relationships is not being ambivalent about them. I don't know anyone who's gone anywhere in dating without making very clear decisions. When you want to pursue somebody, you have to be very clear, and I'm going to say the word aggressive about it. Basically, my point is that if there's anything that is important to you, you cannot be ambivalent about it. And when God puts desires in your heart and he gives you a passion, there is no room for ambivalence. There's that scripture in Jeremiah that says, like a fire shut up in my bones, I'm weary of holding in it, I cannot. There is no room for that where fire is, you know? And so even in the choices that you make for your life, you have to be aggressive about them.
And whether the choices are right or wrong, you may not know if they're right or wrong until you make a choice.
Yeah. There's Lion.
I hear Lion, but maybe we can try and finish before he comes. Let's see how long he stays
there.
Very
passive.
So, I give you a practical scenario to my first thought on ambivalence,
mm-hmm.
but then when I look to the scriptures to try and find some clarity or some freedom, I refer to the verse where Jesus is speaking to God, and he says, please remove this cup,
mm-hmm.
but not my will, let your will be done.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when Jesus was looking at being crucified. But Jesus chose to lead with God's choice for his life first.
Mm-hmm.
And then that brings it full circle back to practicality. The way I deal with ambivalence is I always think of what God would do,
mm-hmm.
and then what's the wisest choice? If
That's
you're
good.
In a different place in your life journey, it does not matter. You know what wise is. Everybody believes in wise.
Yeah.
We may have a different opinion of what wise is, but the wisest choice is probably the best choice. If you have two doors to ambivalence,
mm-hmm.
choose the wisest one.
Mm-hmm.
Choose the wisest one in your diet.
Mm-hmm.
Choose the wisest one in your relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Choose your wisest one at work.
Yeah.
Choose your wisest one when your son's been crying for too long and he can now stand higher than the crib because we haven't lowered the mattress yet and his head is the heaviest part of his body. He might front flip over the bed.
Oh, gosh.
But ambivalence is us wanting to finish this podcast and save our son, but he hasn't made an appearance in the podcast, so he, or the conversation, or the YouTube video, so he needs to make an appearance.
So I should go get him.
What is the wisest choice?
To go get my son.
And bring him here, a sloppy mess, to make his sloppy mess appearance for the outro. Here he comes. Hey, superstar.
Such rosy cheeks today.
How was your beauty rest? It's this week's conversation, week 4. And you're in your PJs, looking like a little bum.
How can we give him like a V-neck? Like, because he's like a little Cuban puppy with
no
chest.
Yeah, I mean, he has no gold yet. He has no gold yet. Pa, you need some gold?
Let's just hide that skin.
Oh, gosh. So in closing.
In closing.
You gonna say anything to the people? What does Papi think about ambivalence?
I think to wrap up the thought about ambivalence is that when we talk about and ponder and question what God wants, what kind of life God wants us to live, the answer cannot be found in ambivalence. Like, there's nothing more dangerous than indifference, and that goes for everything.
There's that amazing scripture about not being hot or cold, but being lukewarm and being spit out.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be careful that our past is not keeping us in an ambivalent state, because you can only build in the future.
Yeah.
And what we're trying to do here is free people to do exactly that.
Yeah.
Build in the future.
Yeah.
So week after week, come back and meet us here on YouTube or on the microphones in the podcast. I hope our audio is a little bit better. I think I turned on the mics from the beginning of the conversation today. Don't hire me as your tech guy.
You're a sound guy.
That's for sure. Or your sound guy. I could be a great key grip.
This week, the challenge for you guys is to make a decision. Do not, if there's something that has been, that you've been brewing in your life and you're sitting on the fence of which door to go through. These are two analogies that have just been mixed into one. Just move.
Just move. And to quote Jonathan from Friday Night at Free People, don't be a flat squirrel.
So good.
So if you guys can be in the LA area on Friday nights, meet up with us down here at Allies at 8:00. We'd love to chop it up with you. We're going to be speaking about look up. And if not, we'll be back next Wednesday with a new conversation for you guys, always at Free People.
Bye.
Say something, Lion, before you leave. We gotta say goodbye to the people.
Say bye.
Say bye-bye.
Say praise be.
Give him the hand, Papa.
Praise be.
Let's see the hand.
Praise
be. Hey, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hey.